Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Laron De Winter is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of acting, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. You've gotten to see him in television programs like Complications and The Chosen Ones. We're going to talk to him not only about his beginnings, but what it's been like for him to see the way his fans have responded to him, as well as what's coming up next for him as well. Laron, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you. I'm happy to be on the show.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I thought it was so great when I was prepping for the segment with you, Laron, that, you know, I think the great thing about your career is that you've been able to really do what you love, and then, of course, you'll be able to see the way that your fans have responded to it. What has it been like for you to see the way that people literally around the world have really taken to your work?
That's wonderful. I think, first of all, when you do what you love, and I'm sure you have your own radio show, I'm sure you do what you love as well.
Right.
That comes first, and from that passion, people will follow, but you don't do it for that per se.
Right.
But at the same time, next to my love of acting, I love inspiring people, and that's why I'm excited to be on your show as well, because that's definitely a part of your show, to inspire people. So that's nice. It feels very nice. We all like it when we're appreciated and when we can share our ideas and our feelings.
Right.
I think the best thing is to just be yourself, do what you love, and then if anything comes from that, that's a nice bonus.
Exactly. Well, one of the things you've been able to do, Laron, especially through social media, is being able to share the journey with your fans. We've gotten to see you. I know I was on your Twitter page just yesterday as I was prepping for the segment, and I saw steals from, you know, the television series The Chosen One, saw you, you know, out and about. And one of the things that you had actually put on one of your posts just last month was the hashtag living the dream. Is that how you feel right now as you're looking at the work that you're doing, that you truly are living the dream for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm absolutely living the dream. It's something that's gradual. It's not because me as an actor, I'm the one that's doing acting, and I feel a lot of times people watching, they see it as this one-time break, you
right.
know, before you were unknown and then suddenly you're famous. But in my opinion, it's the journey. It's not the destination.
Right.
And I've big aspirations, and there's great things that are going to come out. But it's in the journey for me.
Yeah.
Where it is, yeah. And I'm absolutely living it. It's not a thing, oh, once I have 20 million fans, then I'm going to start inspiring people. Then I'm going to start to be happy. I'm not happy because I'm an actor. I'm happy first. And on top of that, I'm grateful that I get to do what I love and that it's going really well. But, that's a separate thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's not a sudden break and, whoa, life is suddenly magical. It
right.
doesn't work that way.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with you. And I love the fact that you say, Laron, that, you know, it really is about, you know, being able to love what you do first. And then the rest, you know, is just, you know, really extra. So take us back, because you mentioned the journey, and I'm always interested in the beginnings of the journey. What was it about acting that spoke to you that made you say, this is what I want to do?
First I was a cyclist, and I quit. And that was... for me, actually a hard thing to deal with, because I had big dreams, and it went very good, but I was 22 when I quit, and usually your best years are still to come. So I was really looking for a new challenge, a new dream that I could focus myself on, and acting for me has everything, because as people, we all want to express ourselves.
Right.
And in movies, we get the chance. I think maybe a reason why people watch a love movie is because they might be afraid to tell someone they really love them, and then when you watch a movie, you actually see the character fully going for it.
Right.
And to just express yourself and to encourage people to do what they love. And it doesn't have to be acting at all, but that's a beautiful thing for me when I see somebody do what they love. And if that's just taking care of their family, that's just as great to me than being a superstar.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I mentioned, you know, social media earlier, Loran. You know, and, you know, on Facebook alone, you have over 7,000 followers that are staying connected with you. You have, you know, thousands, you know, that are being able to stay connected with you on the internet, you know, things that you're doing. I mean, I know you don't do it for the numbers, but does that at least make you feel as though people are appreciating the work that you're putting into what you love?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm very grateful for that. And also along the journey, my parents have always stood behind me, friends that were close to me. It's very important. I know it's something that almost everybody says, and it sounds almost cliche, but you really can do it by yourself. It's impossible. And so that's definitely very beautiful. And I love My goal, and it's really coming into fruition now, but it's to inspire the world. And it's not in that sense, oh, it has to be the whole world, or then I feel big about myself or something. So it's not about numbers. But I love inspiring people, and it's something I just can't help it, you know? I just want to help, and I want to encourage people to do what they love. And it's just so strong in me. And, of course, the more people that I can be connected with, the better. And also, the more personal, the better, because, you know, as you said, a couple thousand followers, some of them I know on a personal level, they know really who Loran De Winter is, and some of them don't, you know, which is fine. That's a great thing, too, to have their support. But I think next to just having fans, if I can do things maybe later on in my career, to maybe just have a meeting with them or something, and really just talk with a group of people and see what their goals are, and just kind of showing them that we're all the same, and what I do is just an example, but it's not any better than what anybody else does. You know, I like it when it's personal.
Right. Exactly. And I think that is the thing. I think that personal touch is what so many people love. You know, the other thing that I thought about, I had read an interview that you had done when it comes to, you know, the work that you're doing. And you had talked about, you know, what it's like for you when it comes to acting, actually, of course, being able, you know, to bring these characters to life. You know, do you feel as though that also, you know, challenges you, Loran, to be able to see, you know, how you can push yourself to be able to become less of you and more of the character you're supposed to be portraying?
Yeah, that's always, I like a role when it's challenging. And for me, as soon as I read a script, it doesn't always have to be easy, but it's very simple for me. If I like it, I know I'm going to be good at the role. And if I don't like it, maybe I can be good at it when I put a lot of work in, mm-hmm. but you can basically see when you see a script or you get a summary of the story, you get very quickly a feeling of if that's a story. And what I think as well is, because I remember 5 years ago, I was way more in my ego, you know. As you can tell, just talking to me, I'm very open about everything. I don't really have any secrets. And I was way more like, because obviously I was younger then, and I was like, cycling, I quit early, and I'm going to show everybody what I can do and everything. And that's changed. So in a way, my ego has kind of, if that makes sense, not so much power over me anymore.
Right.
So it's a really a genuine thing that I want to help, that I want to inspire.
Right.
And I feel once you get to that stage, and you can't fake that, but it becomes so much easier to take on a character, because I'm just giving an example. If a character is using drugs or just came out of prison or something, I don't really have any judgments at all. So because I don't really have barriers there for myself,
right.
It's very easy, but it becomes easier to access whatever character it is.
Right. I think that is a really good point. Yeah, I love the fact that you brought up about the ego, because it's so, I think, you know, there are people out there, Laurent, as you know, that don't have the success that you have, but have a lot more ego than you have, because, you know, they have told themselves, you know, how good they are, and that, you know, there's nothing they can't do. I think it's great that you say, you know, that you've been able to kind of check that. You've been able to realize what's important. And I think that's a great thing. So do you think that's why people are inspired by you? Because people not only enjoy your work, but they also love your attitude. You even talked about that you want to be an individual who inspires others. You know, do you think that's really part of the key, you're being so true to who you are?
Absolutely. I actually feel the chills now when you're talking to me. Yeah, absolutely, because some people might not even realize it, but people can feel it, because if you're talking about, I want to inspire people, I want to make a difference, they're just words, you know, everybody can say them. So if I'm in effect, I'm all about me and I have to be the big guy and everybody needs to love me or appreciate me, people can feel that. People really can feel that difference. And it's funny how it works with a lot of things in life as well. It's not that I don't care anymore, obviously, because I love acting and I love life and just sharing things with people. But as soon as you let go of the result and it's, you don't feel like, oh, everybody needs to respect me or anything like that, then suddenly everybody wants to help you and people want to put you in movies. And it's really I'm sure you can also be successful the other way, just by elbow work, and I'm sure that's another way to be successful, if you want to call it that way. But I prefer to be happy first, and not everybody can feel it. I'm sure some people, because, you know, there's 7 billion people in the world, there's no one that knows everyone on a personal level. So sometimes people can still have judgments, you know.
Right.
Someone might see a picture of me on Facebook and they might think, oh, this guy thinks he's so cool, you know. But I do that because that's also a marketing tool.
Right.
So, but at the end of the day, if you know who you are and you're happy, it's not that you think you're better than other people, but you don't really need to explain to people anymore why you do what you do. If you know you have a good intention, then that's all that matters, you know.
Exactly. Well, Laurent, you bring up a really good point about, you know, people may see you and have a perception. You know, it's so easy for us to worry, you know, a lot about what people think and how people view us. How did you get to a place, or what was the key to your getting to a place where that didn't affect you? Because, you know, just like I know, there are people who won't do something that they want to do just because someone tells them they won't be good at it, or because someone tells them, you know, that they shouldn't try to do it. But you are a person that is comfortable enough in yourself to say, you know what, I'm going to try this and give it my best. So where do you think that comes from?
Well, of course, that doesn't come overnight. And I think just in my opinion, I think that's a bigger success than being famous, you know, to just be happy and know who you are and do what you want to do. That's definitely a journey. As a little kid, actually, I got picked on a lot, and I recognize that happens with a lot of actors, actually with a lot of successful actors, too. It's a process. I think before you can make a difference, it's got to be within yourself. You got to decide, this is what I'm going to do, and no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to keep persevering. Because I've had people even close to me that sometimes said, oh, Laurent, what you're doing is too risky, and you don't have the money now. And because I took some risks, but I knew it was going to work out. And the funny thing is, a few years ago, I might take a risk. I might come to America, what I did actually, with no money, and people are like, what are you going to do there, Laurent? You can't even work there yet. And so the funny thing about it is, in the beginning stages, people are they're really trying to help you, because from their point of view, they don't want you to get hurt, or they don't want you to have a dream that's not going to be accomplished. And then slowly by slowly you see those people changing and then be like, oh, that's Laurent. He's doing great. It was always great. So it's kind of funny how that works. But
right.
It's I don't have a problem with that. I'm not like, oh, I need to show anybody that never believed in me or whatever. But yeah, the point is, I think there's in the beginning. So if anyone that's listening now as well that start to dream, the resistance is going to be the biggest at the beginning.
Right.
So you got to really make up your mind and not, oh, I want to do this in my life if this happens and if that happens. I know there's certain key moments in my life that because I want to help, and I like you said, I think I'm a humble person, but I definitely don't have a problem being confident. You know, if somebody's trying to tell me you can't do it, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to listen. I have a dream, and I want to help other people with that too. So
Right.
I'm definitely going to keep going. But anyway, there's been plenty of moments, key moments that if I got scared, moments that I didn't have money, maybe that I couldn't even really pay food, or and that on a miraculous way it always worked out with help from other people too. But I know that 9 out of 10 people would have given up, and there's been a couple of those moments. And if you want to call being a famous actor successful, because that's kind of how society sees it,
Right.
it's the difference for myself. I made the difference in those moments, not the moment that a casting director wants to put me in a movie, because at that point it's already kind of being in process. I've already done the training, I've already done the marketing, and it's kind of a gradual process. That's the easy part. But the believing in yourself and keep going when in the very beginning, when you're the only one that really believes it, that's where you win it.
Right. Exactly. So well put, Laurent. Thank you so much for saying that. Again, everyone, Laurent DeWinter is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about the journey to doing the work that he loves, but also what it's been like for him to reap the personal reward, as well as, of course, to see the way that his fans have been responding. Now, I mentioned some of the projects that you've been a part of, Laurent. What should our listeners be looking forward to from you next?
Yeah, there's a couple projects that are coming out, Cyrus, that I'm very excited about. It's going to be a busy first half of the year next year. It's funny, or funny, it's probably not a coincidence, but they're two inspirational movies, so I was happy to share that with you, specifically on your station, because I know that's something that you like.
Right.
So one of the stories is Jake's Journey. It's one of the movies I'm going to be coming out in next year. And it's funny, it's a cycling movie, so I get to combine an old passion of mine in it as well.
Wow.
And it's about actually what really happened to me as a cyclist too. A story about a guy who, people thought it might not work. At first, he's not that good. People maybe say to him that, "Why don't you go do something else?" And he keeps believing in it. He keeps believing in it. And at the end of the story, he's making it happen. So that's for me personally such a beautiful thing to, because cycling is still a big passion of mine. I
Right.
don't really have time to ride the bike, but I still that actually that sport gave me so much. It gave me determination, and it taught me to believe in myself, something that I still use, because I remember back in the day in races that I didn't believe I could win. And then I tried it, and I actually won, and I was like, "Whoa, I can actually do this." And I learned that that had nothing to do with cycling. That's the same for everything. You can put the same attitude into anything that you do. So anyway, that's one project that I'm very excited about. The other one is an inspirational movie as well. It's called The Golden Medicine, and The Golden Medicine is about and that's what I like, because it really reaches, because I know society classifies in the average and upper class. I'm not really like that, but
Right.
just for the sake of explaining the story, the average American guy. So, you know, a lot of challenges, a lot of struggles, and I think also a lot of unexpressed feelings. Like I said with the love story before, with love and living your dream, it's the same thing. People might really be attracted or be in love with a person, but maybe their whole life they're too scared to really let that person know how they really feel,
Exactly.
or they're too scared to really do what they love because they think the money might not show up, or whatever the reason may be. And we see the character going through that, and I'll be playing that character through the first, I think, two-thirds, maybe even three-quarters of the movie. And then
Wow.
he gets a second chance, which is interesting. My higher self, I think, comes to me, and I might even be wearing a white suit. That's what they told me, but we still have to figure out the details. But it's kind of going to tell me telling myself, there's always a second chance. You can still do it. And you see the character change and really become what he wants to be. So that's great. And then there's a lot of stuff coming up. I'm just kind of mentioning my favorites. They're all favorites of mine. There's nothing
Right.
that I do that I don't like. But the other one is a movie called Notice of Default, which is about an ice hockey player who, yeah, again, it inspires me too, because it's about an ice hockey player who has a dream to become an ice hockey player, and we go on his journey and the challenges that come with that, and the competition of it all, and that's going to be a great story too. So I'm just very grateful to talk on the radio and share my dreams with everybody, and go to meetings and screenings, and just really living it, and coming out in movies next year.
Amazing.
I'm just excited, and it's not about how much money I'm going to get paid or how much people know me or want my signature. It's really just the joy is really in doing what you love. We went to a screening of it was a movie called Dancing with Jaffa that we got invited for 2 days ago, and it was more documentary style. But the lead actor, his name was Pierre. I can't think of his last name right now, but he was world champion ballroom dancing. So he was very successful too. And he put kids from Israel and Palestine together, the schools, so they could dance together. And there was a
Wow.
lot of awkwardness between the guys and the girls and the different religions. And he flew over just for the screening here to LA for 1 day, and the guy was very successful, was already world champion, and that was many years ago, and then he made really a difference in the whole country there.
Right.
And but I was talking to him, and I saw it in him too. He didn't care about how big the success was, or if he worked on a small school. He was enjoying so much what he did, and that to me is the most beautiful thing to see.
It
And
is.
he was the guy was in the end of his 70s, but yet I think he had more energy than me. Like he was just so happy to do what he loved, and that's what I enjoy seeing. And I love acting. It's not that I act so I get to inspire people. I truly love acting. It's really the thing for me to do. But to just show people to just do what they love. That's my thing, you know?
Well, you know what? And we're glad that you're able to do it, Laurent, because not only are you able to
Thank
do
you.
it for yourself, but also, of course, to show other people what is possible as well. Again, everyone, Laurent de Winter is our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the journey to be able to do what he does in front of the camera and television programs, and as he was sharing with us here, movies coming in 2015, a lot for you guys to look forward to. You guys can very easily stay connected with him. He's made it very easy for you because basically everything is his name. If you're looking him up on Facebook and Twitter, you can find him at Laurent De Winter, that is LauranDeWinter. Again, that's Laurent De Winter is where you guys can find him there. So stay connected with him. Make sure you guys are friends with him. Be able to like his fan page on Facebook. Also, of course, make sure you're following him on Twitter as well so you can stay connected with him as well. And your website as well, Laurent, is laurantdewinter.com. Is that right?
Yeah, as easy as possible. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So make
And
sure you guys.
do you think I should spell it for the people?
Oh,
Because I'm originally from
yeah,
Holland. Or,
sure. Go
yeah.
ahead.
I'll just spell my name. So if they go on Facebook or Twitter, it's all the same. Facebook is actually Laurent N. De Winter, so it's double N. But the way you spell my name is LauranDeWinter. Just in case someone couldn't find it or something, that might help them. Yeah.
All right. Well, Laurent, thank you so much again for the time today, and looking forward to connecting with you again in the new year.
Yeah, thank you, Cyrus, and I appreciate it. And I want to wish you all the best with your radio show too. And thanks for having me today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online as well. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with LaRon, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the replay. You can get the details on our website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or also twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tag LaRon on both of those places, too, so you can easily find his pages as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.